Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Leading Together podcast. Hello, Pastor Gilbert.
Hey.
And we have with us today Pastor Dennis C., the senior pastor.
Dennis C.
of Victory Makati. Hello, Pastor Dennis.
Hello, Ryan. Hello, Pastor Gilbert. And to the millions of listeners of this podcast. Hello.
Millions.
Prophetic po ba kayo, Pastor? Kasi parang malayo.
Moving miracles. That's your... That's the declaration here. And speaking of miracles, you know, that's been our theme for our sermons
this year.
And we have, I'm sure you guys have heard of testimonies of miracle after miracle. And I'm pretty excited about our episode for today because that's what we're going to talk about. And a lot of times when we talk about miracles, we also talk about faith that's connected with those miracles. Mm-hmm. I want to read Hebrews chapter 11 first, and then we'll go in here from Pastor Dennis. In verse 32, it says, "And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection." And if you look at Hebrews chapter 11, it's known as the hall of faith. You see that faith is associated with these great miracles. And yet, here's the second part of that. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release, so that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. So wait, Pastor Dennis, they were sawn in two. They were killed with the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And the Bible says all these, they were commended through their faith. So it seemed to me like in Hebrews, in the Hall of Faith, that faith is associated with miracles, which means great miracles of breakthrough, but also great miracles of persevering and going through tough times. And that's what I'm excited about for this episode that we're going to talk about with Pastor Dennis.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, it has been an interesting past 2 months for you, Pastor Dennis. Can you tell us a bit about what's been happening?
Yeah, it's been like a different 2023 for us because excited. We were so excited with our theme, the Year of Miracles. We had our preachings mapped out. We were planning big of what's going to happen. Even now that I transitioned to my role as the senior pastor of Makati, like there were so many great things to expect this year. And that was the month where we had our annual physical exam. Everything was doing great. I made a promise that I will lose weight, you know, and I was on my way to being so healthy, or not being so healthy, at my healthiest state. Since I was in grade 3, okay? And then this happened, boom, one time, just one day, I started chilling. I experienced fevers and chills. And this chill was quite different. I've never experienced this kind where I was chilling for for 90 minutes, no? 90 minutes nonstop.
And that was out of the blue.
Out of the blue. And it was different. That's why I had to wake up my wife. Sabi ko, Tami, I need help. Mm. So I couldn't even wear my jacket because I was just trembling. And so after the fever, the next week, there was this pain in my back. I thought it was muscle spasm. Mm-hmm. So I tried everything, heat pack, pain reliever, but it wasn't working until the doctors told us, I think this one you need to go to the hospital and have an MRI.
Wow.
And so I couldn't walk. I couldn't stand up. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't do anything. And so we went to the hospital, MRI. Then it showed that I had this this condition called arachnoiditis. So, kala ko Spider-Man.
Oh, nga. Ganun.
All right. Pero when we started researching about it, and even the doctors were, they couldn't explain. The only way for that thing to be in my back area, in my spine, was for me to have a surgery, a post-surgery trauma, mm-hmm. or somebody would have, parang sabi, sinaksak ka ba sa likod?
Wow.
Diba parang, there was nothing for me to even get that.
Okay.
So, couldn't be explained. We didn't know what to do. The doctors didn't know what to do. They had to do things by elimination.
Mm-hmm.
So, there were four things that they needed to see. First one was, it cancer? Was it cancer?
Hmm.
Second, was it autoimmune?
Wow.
Third, was it TB of the spine? Or fourth, yes. a bacteria?
Mm-hmm.
So, we had to wait. And this was the long wait that we had to experience because the autoimmune and cancer would take more than 6 weeks to know
mm-hmm.
if that's cancerous or it's an autoimmune disease.
Mm.
So we stayed in the hospital for 16 days. My wife took care of me kasi para akong 99-year-old. I couldn't walk. I couldn't stand on my own. Three nurses had to pick me up. So I thought, is this going to be my life?
Wow.
I couldn't take...
So that...
Oh, yeah.
That thought wow. got into your mind.
Yeah, it's like, because it's wow. unexplained.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they were doing all these tests and there were no solutions. So I had 10 doctors. I had a lot of medicines. You know, I was groggy all day. I was, it was hard. But we also knew, Lord, it was not an accident that this year, will be a year of miracles.
Wow.
But I'm also on that part that if anything happens, Lord, we surrender. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to feel. I just know I need to outlast this. I don't know how. But whatever. It's just like one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't want to go hyper faith and say everything will be all right because the doctors were telling us it's not all right. Diba? And there were certain plot twists.
Mm-hmm.
When you thought everything was going well, and then another test comes out that tells you, oops, I think it's going this way.
Mm.
And then later on, you feel clinically okay. And then another doctor comes, sorry, but,
wow.
you know, so it's like, it was like never ending. Mm-hmm. The 2 months felt like 6 to 8 months. Like, oh, Lord, when will this end? You know, you couldn't do anything on your own. Yeah, pero I lost weight, no? So it's an effective way to lose weight, no?
Sana
look at the bright side. The only bright side was I lost weight, which I could gain pala in 2 months.
What you said about a faith that's one day at a time. So I took note. That's because when Abraham, right, God said, go to a place, I will show you. Like that's a faith one day at a time.
Yeah,
and I was reading that and I thought, man, this might be really, really hard. What does that look like for you and Tammy, that faith one day at a time?
Yeah. I think this is yung sa akin, the challenge was really as a pastor and a preacher.
Yeah.
Was I preach this.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I'm here.
Yeah.
Do I apply the message? It's so hard pala to apply your own sermons.
Oh, yes. True.
Diba?
Super.
We had a message on the centurion, where the centurion was telling Jesus, Jesus, come to my hometown and pray for my son. Sabi ni Lord, I'm not. Right?
Yeah.
But you have to come. No, your son is healed. In the centurion, there's a way for me to get this healing. You have to come.
Yeah.
The miracle worker has to enter my house, lay hands on the guy, on my son, and he'll get healed. And he had that formula.
Yeah.
Jesus was saying, no, that's not the formula. I have my own way
of
doing things. So here was I, di ba, sa hospital. Parang, Lord, may mga ano pa ako nung kay Lord, yung mga get up your mat and walk.
Di ba?
So hindi ako makagalaw. Lord, you said in your word, get up, take up your mat and walk.
Wow.
So ini-envision ko pa, nag-visualization pa ako. Anything that might work, di ba? Parang I see Jesus. Tapos parang sabi ni Lord, get up, take up your mat and walk. So I went up, hey, okay, that's not me. Okay, not today.
So the faith every day, from what I'm hearing from you, is God's word. Choosing God's word, just faith every day, yeah. and then declaring by prayer,
yeah,
faith and all that. And then, man, the learning and lesson yeah. of I cannot put God into a formula and say, this is how you'll heal me, Lord.
So, yeah. Because I knew thousands were praying for me.
Yeah.
Messages from yeah. people. Yeah. Some people would message me, just put on praise and worship, you'll get healed. What? I'm doing that.
So everybody's got a formula yeah, for you.
Everybody's wow. got a formula. Everybody's wow. got of an course. Explanation.
Of course.
And ako, this was a lesson for me because I tend to be that way.
Wow.
Like I would just tell people, oh, just do this. Parang lahat, I will prescribe something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it's a different journey for you, for exactly. me, for my wife, right. for everybody else.
Yeah.
Right? And that's it's such a great reminder for me that it's not those formula that if I have a 24/7 praise and worship, I think and what worked was really the deposit of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
When times like that, na talagang faith, tested yung faith mo, it's not,
yeah.
That's not the time to read the Word. That's the time to declare everything that has been deposited yeah. in your life. Eh. Parang mahuli ka, saan nga ba yung, lalo na pag groggy yeah. ka, di ba? Yeah. What will I read? I couldn't even read. But yeah. the deposit, when I was in the MRI,
yeah. MRI.
Ayan na. Yeah. Lahat na ng verse na alam ko, Psalms yeah. 23, di ba? And then, dalang ingay ng MRI, minsan, ano na nga yeah. yung Psalms 20, the Lord is my shepherd yun eh, di ba?
Wow.
You couldn't even, you were fighting it with the Word of God mm-hmm. just to sustain you. I was just praying, repeated prayer. Dito na yung liturgy pumasok.
Exactly, yeah.
Lord, thank you, Lord, that I pray the Lord's Prayer on a regular basis. Yeah. I pray Psalms 23.
Wow. Yeah.
I declare the Word of God every day. The spiritual practice
yeah.
when I was healthy,
yeah.
now it's like maximized and put into full use because of the rhythms that you had when you were not sick.
Mm-hmm.
These were the deposits that you were getting from
yeah.
The way we're talking about it now, it feels like nakakapagtawanan na tayo, na enjoy. But I'm sure that was ano, that was difficult. You mentioned a lot about ano, praying the Lord's Prayer, listening to worship songs. But were there times na like your faith was tested during the
past? Yeah. Every day.
Every day. That's what I feel.
Parang, I'm sure it's a daily thing for us. Like, yeah.
What does that mean when your faith is tested? Like, sorry, as a pastor, yeah, yeah. I know you're the man of faith.
I think faith will be fully expressed in times of pain and suffering. Mm. It's when it's really tested. It's so easy to be faithful if everything's going well. Eh? When yeah. it's really bad, it's like yeah. when there are so many plot twists, that's where yeah. faith is. It's like faith is like tea bag. No? When you put it in hot water, that's where the flavor comes out.
Yeah.
I think Christians are like that. Yeah. When we're in hot water, when we're in suffering, in the midst of pain, that's where yung pre-preach mo sovereignty of God, God's yeah. purpose, mga yeah. Jeremiah 29:11
yeah.
mo,
yeah.
di ba? John 11:35, Jesus wept, di ba? Iyak ka. Di ba? It all comes out like all the verses, sabi ko, all the preachings talaga.
Yeah.
Now, Lord, wow. this is for me now. Yeah. This is not for the congregation. I need to preach this yeah. to myself because wow. I'm going through the toughest times.
A couple of things that I'm hearing from you. Your faith's tested every day, so it's a day-to-day faith. I think we can never overemphasize God's Word. No? Mm. I mean, we don't want to oversimplify it.
Yeah.
Pero yun talaga eh. The verse that says, God's Word sustains me. I think that's what he's saying from the Bible reading of Tammy to him declaring God's word. It's yeah. so different journey, but whatever journey that you have, like we've had our own
yeah.
experience when our daughter died and it was also wow. the same yeah. when we were being tested. It's God's word, God's word. And even though we did not get the breakthrough miracle because our daughter died, it was still God's word that would sustain us, to comfort us, to give us faith and hope again and believe again. So I think God's word is just so vital. But the second is for the singles. The importance of a godly spouse.
Oh, yeah.
and this might sound funny, but man. I mean, I've seen, we visited the hospital. I mean, I don't know how you can that, of course, you've got family and all. But I go back to Job, di ba? Kaya, I always say that with Job, he lost the business. He lost properties. He lost the sons. And then he lost his health. Feeling kong isang biggest test niya is when the wife started saying, at his worst, the wife says, go curse God, tingnan mo nga yan. I mean, can you imagine? But you have a spouse who's declaring faith and declaring the word and saying, we're gonna get through this. So for all the singles out there, we can never overemphasize you praying. A godly spouse will be there, who's spiritual enough, who's got, I'm sure a lot of singles listening to this are saying amen. So I made my point.
Just something practical, I guess. I'm sure there are a lot of people also listening, or for those listening that are going through difficult times. How does that look like when you say the word of God is the one that you're clinging on to? I mean, is there like, ano ba to, reading the promises of God, or how do you select, or how did you pray through that one?
Yeah. When I started getting better, when the pain was subsiding, we were asked to do rehab. I started walking. You know, I would walk the halls of the hospital, no? And I would declare his word, like, in him we live and move and have our being. Like, because prior to that, I couldn't move. Now I can move. So I was speaking life over my body.
Okay. Yeah.
I was declaring that life. And then there's this verse in the Bible, diba? Whose report will you believe?
Yeah.
And it's the same in the story of the Israelites. Whose report will you believe?
Anong generation?
Victory worship yan.
Manny Carl. Ron Kenoli pa yan, diba? But whose report will I believe? Because my test, prior to getting out of the hospital, 2 days prior, doctor comes in and says, sorry, plot twist.
Wow.
The test for your autoimmune came out. It's called the ANA test. That's the first stage of test. It's positive. It's like double what is usual. So it's quite high. Not only was it double, it was, they said it was speckled. Parang your blood is diluted and then there's speckled in the result, which means most likely you have autoimmune. Now, it is rare for a man to have autoimmune. 9 out of 10 are women.
Really?
But they asked, do you have, and this was the time my cousin was visiting me, si Alvin, and the doctor was asking, do you have a relative who has autoimmune disease? Yes, his brother, who's a male. So sabi ng doctor, oh,
wow.
So you go, oh, Lord. Diba? Itong 10% chance to even get this, or even less than 10%.
It's there in the family.
It's high in the family. And then, you know, our doctors now, they're very good and they're very positive. They won't show you how the extent of it. Pero I was trying to look at every angle of their expression. Parang, pero speckled eh. Ipag ginugel ko naman, alam ko I couldn't sleep. If if Dr. Google will tell me what speckled means. Oh, parang speckled, di ba kay Jacob yun yung sagot?
Oh, yes.
Lord, speckled, which pala meant that it's either two kinds of, it's lupus or another kind for kids.
Wow.
After last MRI, doctor comes in again and tells us, the first reader did not see this.
Wow. Oh.
It's actually in the first, and now it's on the second one. Aye. You have some abscess. So our neuro told us, I have to refer you to the neurosurgeon. That's the second time that I cried. Neurosurgeon. Di ba? Okay na yung neuro eh. But may surgeon, di ba? Parang, ayan na. It was so heavy because they might have to open my back.
This is the second time you cried.
The second time I cried was when the neurosurgeon came and told me this. Okay. How are you feeling? I feel okay. Talaga naman, binibenta kong I'm okay. Don't open my back, di ba? Sabi niya, okay, I saw your MRI and I saw you clinically. Sometimes the MRI and the clinical, what you see clinically, don't match. I go for the clinical, not the MRI, sabi niya. So I don't need to open you up, sabi niya. Then when he left, he said this. Habang nakatalikod siya, I could remember. Parang word of God yun eh. Sabi niya, okay, one less problem for you. When he left, sabi ko kay Tami, okay, I'm going to the bathroom to pee. So Pero doon ako umiyak. Yeah, I was so happy. Yeah. I was so relieved because it was another breakthrough. Wow, I know it was small. Kasi nothing conclusive eh. I still have that abscess. I still had that infection or whatever it is, virus infection or kung ano man yan, di ba? But to hear that one less problem, you know, yeah. I think the attitude of faith is so important. That whose report will you believe?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. I know, especially Tammy would always say, "Stop googling, di ba? Tayo, Dr. Yeah. Google, eh. Di ba? Ngayon mas mabilis pa kay Dr. GPT na, di ba? So it's so easy to go the rabbit hole of depression and sadness,
fear.
And fear, and oh, this is I'm going to die. This is cancer. Right. This I had to fight through that. Yeah. I just had to. No, I'm reading the Word of God. Yeah. I'm listening to preachings. No, I'm speaking faith. I lay hands on myself all the time.
Yeah.
I speak life over this.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll have to acknowledge that in these moments, the emotions are high also.
Yeah. It happens to everyone.
Ano siya talaga? Hindi siya yung parang normal lang.
Yeah.
Medyo nasa ibang level yung ano. Kaya mabilis din mapay.
And from this conversation, di ba? Whether you're a pastor or not a pastor, full-time or not full-time, we go through the same tests and trials.
Yeah.
And the same thing that will sustain us is the same. It's the Word of God.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, Dennis, naalala ko, the first time Pastor Dennis at least came to the pastor's gathering, lahat kami, Dennis, may patch pa dito si Dennis and all that. We were so happy. And tama kay, thousands of people, or literally thousands, are praying for you. How did you feel the impact of church community when somebody's going through a tough time and fighting for faith and all that? Is it...
Yeah. You know, a lot of people were asking, can we visit you? Can we... You know, some people would say, nako baka jahe, pagod sila. But really, our whole afternoon, since I was there for 16 days, parang the whole time you were there, it was like, I'm not doing anything.
Wow.
Right? And to see our friends come, our church community come, some messaging us, some unannounced would come in. Sobra siyang ano, it was so uplifting. No, it builds up your faith that not only are people believing for your healing, these people love you, diba? And I think that's, for Tammy and I, that's something that we, you know, when we're processing it now, parang, alam mo, no regrets that we've loved fully these people. That we've given our lives, we've given our time, our effort towards them. I know we're pastors, and there are some relationships where they see us as pastors. Yeah. But then there are also friends that we have that would go beyond congregation dynamics. And seeing them do that, and even some of our friends na talagang who sticks closer than a family would be there for us, taking care of the kids. Ang touching pa yung mga minsan, strangers eh. Diba? Oh, we'll send some food for your kids. Ha? Huh? Who are you? Why are you doing this? Diba? Parang kami, at that time, tanggapin na lang natin, go. They're expressing their love.
Yeah.
Right? And it's that kind of, I think the dream for a church community to be that way.
Yeah.
No, that you know that God is already doing something also. In the midst of my pain and sickness, the Lord was also cultivating community in our local church in Makati.
Wow.
Parang alam mong may na-break dito ang ice pa rin. Diba? And I know it's sickness. I wouldn't wish it for anyone. But to see love in action, it's like, wow, amazed ako, diba? And even, I think sila Pastor Gilbert, sila Pastor Jansen, sila Pastor John, I couldn't preach for 2 months, diba? So si Pastor John, nahiya na nga ako. Sabi, ii ko ba si John, Pastor John? Bakit? Arrange ko na yung weekly preach. Kami na, diba? But he would arrange it for us. Like, you don't have to do that. But I think the love for the church and the community was really there. So yung support system, yun naman yung di kami natakot na parang, naku, sana yung pamilya ko. I know there will be people who would love them, who would treat them like family if this goes the other way. Right?
And that's also one of the greatest blessings of being a part of a church community like this, and I know everybody has different experiences of church, and not everything is pleasant, but man, in my experience, in our church at least, I mean, we've been through a lot of those stuff also. With my daughter, I've seen that with my mom, with my dad. I mean, the church community and friends have always been there. Yung, kasi pagka ganyan, dami mong iniisip, di ba? Not only your sickness, but provision. I mean, you're thinking of money, you're thinking of about everything. But then people just carry some weight with you na parang, Lord, thank you. Parang, God, I am so grateful for church. I'm so grateful for church community. I'm so grateful for friends, pastors. Pastor John coming in because we're also leaders. Isa pa yan as pastors eh. You're thinking of your life, you're thinking of your family, but you're thinking of the church. I'm sure all throughout, yun yung next question ko sa'yo, all throughout you're thinking, tagal ko nang hindi maka-preach, paano na yung, you can't take that away from pastors. Almost all the time, even in your own suffering, even in your own struggle, almost all the time you think of church. So, but because church community is there, that I am not the only one responsible for church and I'm not the only one responsible for me. They carry me. They carry weight with me. And they step up. And they do the ministry in church. Parang, what a blessing. So,
I have two questions. Inisip ko kung ano unahin ko. Pero the first one is, sige, while we're in the hospital, ano pa, were you a pastor in the hospital?
No. I was a patient. Natanggal niyo yung hat. You couldn't even do anything. Eh. Parang yun nga, I was so dependent on others. I realized, parang gospel din talaga eh. No? Parang, yun yung sabi ko, kaya ako naiyak yung kay Tammy. Kasi alam ko, I was going to be dependent on her. I was not gonna give her anything. There was nothing I could give to this
relationship. One-sided.
It's so one-sided.
At that
At that time. So parang, but if there was something that we were talking about there was, yun nga eh. I think when we talk about relational discipleship, sabi ko, eto na yung test ng church. This is going to come out now. You want to build a culture of prayer that's not just delegated to prayer warriors and intercessors. This is the good time to rally people to pray so that they'll have that muscle to pray every time and not just have your Navy SEALs of intercessors praying, but the whole church praying. No, because hindi lang ako yung nagkasakit eh. There were major things that were happening to our leaders, to some of our pastors as well. And this was in the middle of ano, a growth happening. We just moved to a new location. We just added two new services. So, three new services. So it was like, God, all this happened at the midst of growth. And for us, it was more of, Lord, what kind of church do we want to see? What's the church culture that we want to see? No, and that's why we would document everything. On Facebook, we would write it down. Because we felt like there's something here that the Lord is teaching us also. No? And when people would come to our house unannounced and come in there, stay in our living room, have fellowship with us. So that was a Sunday where a lot of people came to our house unannounced. I said, this is church. I wasn't in Discovery, but this is church. We had worship at home. We prayed for each other. We cried. We laughed. This is the essence of the community. Diba? Yeah, you'll have your once a week service, but the relationships that makes this work, it's there.
And that, while you're talking, it's obvious that even in the midst of pain and suffering and your own testing of faith, you were still leading. Yes, you can struggle and you can go through that, but the spiritual, you can still lead in a different way, probably. The spiritual leadership's still there. And so that's amazing for me to hear. And I've seen that when we were in the hospital with you and we were talking, there's things that you're saying about the church. We started talking about ministry. That was in the midst of pain and time, it was also talking about the people that God has entrusted to you. So that's amazing. That's spiritual leadership, that kind of spiritual leadership.
But where were you getting that spiritual leadership motivation? Was that like, it's because it's your job, it's your call, it's because of... where were you trying to get strength to be able to still do that while you were in that situation?
One of the good things that came out of this was I had uninterrupted time with the Lord. When I was on my IV, it was going to be an hour every day, twice a day. So I would read the scripture and I would read the Bible. And there you would see New Testament. Oh, Jesus would preach and heal, preach and heal, preach. Like his job was to heal the sick and preach the gospel and preach the word. It's like, wow, look at all these patterns that you never saw before. But now because you're sick and you have empathy now for those who are sick, you start to see patterns in scripture. So when was the last time we, you know, one of my parang frustration, I want a praying church. Makati is a praying church. Yet we also know not everybody's praying. Mm. How do we put prayer into every victory group?
Mm. Two things that stand out to me. It's their identity. It's who they are. Mm. They're servants. It's like Paul, when he would write, Paul, a servant of Christ. It just comes out. I mean, their identity servants just come out of that. Kita mo naman, nag-IV, and then thinking of the people he's called to serve. It's an identity thing. It's not something that you have to conjure up. Na kailangan ba, motivate ko sarili ko to serve. No, I don't have to motivate myself to serve because I am a servant. Mm-hmm. It's my nature. That's my identity. I think that's one. I think another thing is the calling to be a pastor. Paul said that, servant of Christ, called to be an apostle, called to be a pastor. And it's just within them. Nag-uusap kami isang time. Sabi niya, hindi siya makaprepare, di ba? Tinetake care na siya ni Tami. And all my message, Tami na yung sabi niya, ikaw mag-preach. Tami, okay, sige, ako mag-preach. Wow. I mean, it's just there because they knew who they are, servants of Christ, and they know what God has called them to do, to pastor a people. It's not to pastor everybody else or just to speak to everybody else. God has called them to pastor a certain group of people, and it shows. So that's why I'm really inspired with them whenever I see them.
And our experience will forever change us. Like, hospital visits is something pastors... I need to go to the hospital. It would take too long. Ako now, hospitals, funerals are like, you have to be there.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're the pastor.
Yeah.
You're not just a preacher. You're the pastor of this community. And you're not, that's where I think my changes did, diba? Because I'm active in social media.
I wanted to ask you that.
I think when you start seeing a clear calling of, who am I really pastoring?
Exactly.
I'm pastoring the people of Makati.
Yeah.
And those who, especially those who attend our congregation.
Exactly.
My energies are there. So I pastor you, Ryan. No?
Yeah. Huwag ka mag-alala.
I'll be there in
your... Bibisitahin
kayo. Sa birthday party.
Victory Makati. 3 p.m. service.
Yan may plugin ka. But that was my other question. As a leader, God allows certain things to happen to everyone, but as a leader, how has that testing of faith shaped you as a leader? And I think you've said that. One of those is that.
Yeah, it's the growing compassion for people with back pains. No, with people who are sick.
Yeah.
Parang it's, I know this is like, it's not a joke.
Yeah.
And I need to be there.
Yeah.
I'm the pastor. I need to be there. I cannot not be there. Especially if these are people who've sacrificed, volunteered for us.
Yeah.
I need to be there.
Yeah.
Because this is what I'm called to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it really shapes you. I remember, again, with us when we lost our baby. That's for us. Man, pag mawalan ka ng anak, kaya kami ganun din. Wow. Kung may anak, minsan kahit hindi ko close kami na wala din kami ng anak. If you need us, if you need,
yeah, I mean, sure
nag-volunteer kami minsan na
nag-ganan. It's the first time
kasi
some of us are hearing
ako
this.
Kasi nahihiya ako minsan na magsabi na we want to help. Pero kasi kami nawalan din. But so it shapes you. And so whatever trials and sufferings that you're going through, if you're going through anything, do not underemphasize the way God shapes you through that you go through testings of faith.
When people were visiting you, were you pastoring them? And how much of that, parang, how much vulnerability did you show? Because of course you're the leader.
Mm.
They're used to seeing you. They're used to like being the ones being prayed for. Was there like ano, parang a feeling there of ano, yung vulnerability?
Well, I think when it comes to vulnerability, depends on the dynamic of the relationships. But people who came in there, I think I was at my lowest, weakest, ugliest state, not taking a bath. Diba? Hello Kitty yung blanket ko, nakita nila Gilbert yun. Alright. Helpless ka eh. So they see that. They see their pastor. Diba? And for Makati, it's like, oh no, not our pastor. Not our new pastor. Please, Lord. Diba? So I knew their struggles seeing that. Pero ako, I couldn't even muster to put up, no, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them how it feels. I feel pain. I still feel this. My stamina is low. Still can't go to church. Right? But we also tell them, but we are in faith.
Mm-hmm.
We're believing God. You see my wife. You see me. We're not, ano, di kami nakamukmuk eh. Diba? It's exactly. Not like,
wow.
Yeah.
You know, parang, oh, pity us.
Yeah.
I think we had no time for pity at the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But empathy was, yun nga eh. When you see them love on you.
Yeah.
Diba? I think it's not just, it wasn't that moment eh. It was a building up to those moments that you feel that, hey, we've done ministry right. Because we went beyond ministry. We wanted genuine, deep relationships.
Yeah.
And this is now the parang return of investments reaping, of friendship.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, you're reaping that because we were like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I think philosophy namin ni Tami is what you see is what you get. This is who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We're pastors. We're not celebrity pastors. That's no.
Medyo lang. Pastor Dennis,
wala kaming backstage. Wala kaming
100,000+ on TikTok.
Which, by the way, with those numbers, nobody in TikTok knew I was sick.
Wow.
Nobody messaged me on TikTok.
Wow. Exactly.
That's how flaky the social media thing is.
Yeah.
So you now understand, it's like you can't build life that way.
Yeah.
You're not a public, I know.
Yeah.
You just have a message. If it goes public, go use it, leverage it. Because you understand this is my calling.
Yeah.
And now you see that. And I think even for us, yun nga, everything we do with a kingdom perspective and lens, if I'm vulnerable enough, no, of course, my pinaka-vulnerable state sa wife ko naman. Yun nga sa'yo, may appropriate level yan of vulnerability, di ba? Yeah. Social media, hindi ako ganun ka-vulnerable doon kasi baka mabash ka pa pag vulnerable ka doon. Di ba? But on face-to-face interaction and relationship, what you see is what you get. Right, but we also understand because I'm a spiritual leader, I have to build on my faith because what you see is what you get.
Yep.
Right, yun nga, I'm now applying my messages because what you see is what you get.
Yeah. Wow.
If I put a veneer kasi or ano, people can smell naman eh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hindi, yung mga paglabas ng hospital, baka doon pa sila naaawa eh. Okay na dito, pray na lang tayo, build each other's.
Wow.
Faith na lang tayo dito.
Diba? Yeah.
And that's what happened, di ba? My cousin saw me like, parang bigla ako na-stress na, parang, bakit yung kapatid mo may autoimmune? So ngayon, ako rin probable. Di ba? So we prayed, we struggled with it. Sabi ko, bago siya, pag-pray mo ako, kailangan ko ng prayer, di ba? Mm-hmm. And that's what I would tell people, you pray for me, guys.
Okay. Yeah.
So as a leader, it's, ano, there's no other feeling there when you ask for prayers also.
Oh yeah, Paul did that all the time. May mga epistles si Paul, parang ako iniwan nito. Ang lungkot ko dito. Sa malamig dito. Please, punta ka naman dito. Pag-pray niyo naman ako. I mean, he's like that. And I think we also have had a good culture of that in our movement. I mean, Pastor Steve, our bishops. I mean, we've seen them in different states. And I don't feel like there's any one of them who's tried to protect their reputation. I'm a man of God. You should only see this. Mm-hmm. So it's beautiful, and it's beautiful to see. And that's when it's beautiful to see the church rallying together. Mm. Because again, I was reading an article before. When you talk about pastoral care, a common mindset is pastoral care is provided by the pastor to the church. But yet, proper ecclesiology says pastoral care is done by everyone in the body. Mm. We're caring for each other.
Wow.
It's not only the pastor caring for you. You're caring for the pastor. And if the pastor can't be there to care for them, whoever's nearest there should be caring for. So I think that's a beautiful picture of that kind of vulnerability. Like, I'm weak. I have a need. And it's okay. But pouring out your emotions, different levels. Yeah. Diyan ka na mag, diyan ka naman magkakaroon ng, I mean, sa Psalm 73, may ganun. Here's the psalmist, pour out siya ng emotion niya kay God. Lord, bakit ganun? Yung mga wicked, sila yung yumayaman. Kami dito, naghihirap. Mm. We're looking for you. And but then he said this, if I speak these things publicly, just to anyone, it's okay to speak your emotions, right? But if I do this just to anyone, then I'm betraying the next generation. Mm. There's a releasing of your negative emotions privately to certain people, to God, certainly to God. Express all your negative doubts and emotions and everything to God, yes. Express it to certain people that God has placed in your life. But you don't express it to anybody else or else you're...
Yeah,
you're giving a negative impact, especially to the next generation. So
wow, that's very interesting, and very enlightening. Also, I have a couple of questions. Up to what extent, Basha? I mean, of course, the negative emotions, the doubts, you bring it up to God, but on like to the people that you're like reaching out to or the people that you're leading, up to what extent is not oversharing? Because, of course, you're still trying to be encouraging.
Good question. Hard question, by the way. But I think there are levels where you understand that, alam mo yun, yung even among my kids, how would I tell it to my kids? Mm-hmm. I can't tell it as it is.
Yeah.
I can't be... My vulnerability level with Tammy would be different with my eldest and our youngest. Kasi they might not be able to process it the right way.
Mm.
This is where, on a pastoral level, it comes in. If you don't know your congregation or your flock, parang naka one size, ano ka lang, bam! This is it. Right? Wow. Parang you don't even adjust. There's no self-awareness on your part that, hey, your relationship with that congregant is not the same as your relationship na barkada mo.
Mm.
Or best friends mo sa church. So, there's going to be different levels. Yeah. Diba? But as a pastor, if I know my flock, I know how to communicate it to them, that would bring them closer to God and would make them pray and would build up the community of faith and not tear it down.
Yeah.
Diba? Because you do have pastors who are too vulnerable naman. Okay. It did more damage than good because of the lack of self-awareness or the lack of knowing their flock. And that's where the pastor comes in and says, I need to know my flock.
Yeah.
Because I need to know, is this a time to rally, a time to pray, a time for warfare? So we went through that. We were processing with Tammy, feeling namin at this time when doctors were saying, okay, we cannot explain, nothing conclusive. After 2 months, nothing. What else is there? It's spiritual warfare for Makati.
Yeah.
We're seeing growth, we're seeing this happen. Up until now, doctors cannot explain the back. There's no way I could have gotten it. So what is it?
Wow.
It's a call for warfare. So our series break is on prayer and warfare because we're now applying, and that's us being vulnerable enough to say, I think the church needs to understand we are all in a warfare.
Yeah.
I felt that. A lot of our leaders and pastors felt that.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's teach prayer. Let's teach warfare. And let's go pray, because there are seasons of prayer, of warfare, of wailing, of lament, of praise and worship and joy. So the pastor now leads in that way by sharing our story, not the whole thing, but knowing the flock can handle this, because as a leader, I love them. So I'll tell them up to this extent what needs to be heard at a very healthy level.
Wow.
I love the fact that he's talking about a pastor having a relationship with the church that God has entrusted for you to pastor. Kasi nga, ganun nga, di ba? I mean, there are certain things I can tell Kathy. Kathy, I feel like this. Bakit ganito? Now, Alex, my office mate, she's 23, she's strong. I started opening up a little bit more. I've got a 16-year-old son. So, since kilala mo sila, where they're at, not just physically in age, but maturity in their spiritual walk with God, then you know kung ano yung mahahandle nila.
Right.
This might help. Example, I could have gone the route of a narrative, guys, mamamatay na ako.
Exactly.
Mamamatay na ako. Siguro, let's just wait for the result.
Yeah.
Sure na ako, autoimmune to. I won't be able to walk. I'll leave ministry after this because I cannot serve you guys. Imagine I go that route. Because the test told me that was the route. My test told me I need to prepare money, everything.
Yeah.
Right? Imagine mo pag yun yung kwento ko sa nila.
Yeah.
If I told them that, what would be the response? It wouldn't be faith.
Mm-hmm.
It would be, Lord, why did you do this to our pastor? Yeah. Lord, bakit ganyan?
It'll be destructive to their faith. Yeah.
Siguro the world would have told you that it's valid naman to feel that way.
Yeah, all the results. The report was telling us it was this way. But what we told them is, here are tests. It could be. But we are in faith.
Mm-hmm.
We believe God for miracles. And then we've told stories. Nakalimutan ko kwenteng story. When I got the ANA test saying I was positive, I was so down with my cousin and Tammy. 5 minutes after the test, a text came from a church member that I'm not close to. We're not really close. Hi, hello. We were just getting to know each other. She said, sabi ni Lord, gagaling ka. Ano na yun, ha? Ito yung nakaganito ako.
Yeah.
Kasi when I got the test, sabi ko kay Tammy, oh no. Gumanan na ako. Bumaba na puso ni Tammy. Yeah. Sabi ko, ano to? Positive daw, ganyan-ganyan. So, it was on that conversation, tapos si Alvin, so it was like, bam! Tapos 5 minutes. Sabi ko, oh, may message ako.
Wow.
Sabi ni Lord, gagaling ka.
Wow.
Sabi ko, sis, prophetic ka ba? Sana propeta ka. Diba? But,
and that's God just...
And that was the narrative that I shared when I preached, because that's what I hold on to.
Exactly.
Whose report will I believe? The report of the ANA test, which was non-conclusive, and this one saying, sabi ko, prophetic ka ba? Sabi, hindi. Talaga lang, the Lord was just pushing me. So I don't know how to even say it. So that's why I just typed it. Sabi ni Lord, gagaling ka.
Yeah.
Hesitant pa siya to even actually type it.
Yeah.
So I shared this story. Nice. Imagine the two stories I could tell.
Yeah.
Autoimmune na ako, mag-quit ako ng ministry, bahala na kayo sa misis ko, at saka sa mga anak ko. Or, may positive report, pero sabi dito, gagaling daw ako.
Yeah.
Out of the blue. At that moment, I got the test. I am in faith that God would heal me. I've declared the word, and that's the story that we share.
Yeah.
Right? So those are two stories.
Yeah. And that's a lesson of leadership. Thank you for asking that. Kasi nga ngayon, there's a lot of people clamoring for authenticity, di ba? Parang authenticity means bear it all to anyone at any time. But authenticity and privacy are two different things.
Well,
I mean, there are private moments I have with God that nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just wail and I'll just... There are private moments I have with my wife that we just pour out some negative thoughts, some negative...
Mm-hmm.
Nobody should know about that. So there's a whole lot difference with authenticity and private. So we don't have to be public with everything because, again, we're servants and we're pastors. Yeah. We will do everything we can to pastor and to serve the people that God has entrusted to us. Yeah.
I think that's a challenge also for leaders to think through your relationships. Eh?
Yeah.
If you keep on spewing out on social media,
yeah,
wala ka bang ka-bounce off?
Exactly.
Kasi sa Facebook, di mo pwede i-bounce off yan kasi gulo yan.
Yeah.
There's no proper discourse on Facebook when you share. I've got complaints. I've got rants, even with the Lord. But I know, I tell it to Pastor Larry, Pastor Francis. They're my good friends. Barkada ko yan.
I tell my wife. God has placed in your life. Yeah.
But di ko maintindihan talaga to. Bakit to ginagawa ni Lord? Yeah. Pray lang. Pag-pray niyo ako.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba? Kasi may kaibigan ako eh.
Yeah.
And I build it that way that I need to have solid friends within the community.
Yeah.
That because I can't do this alone.
Yep.
Wow, that's huge. Thank you. Speaking of social media, you made this, you made your faith public, Pastor Dennis. You made it public na you were posting, we're in faith. Did you have any parang fear at all na what if I didn't get healed? Was that in your mind at all?
Not naman, because we also believe in the already not yet. Mm. So I think when we look at God's plan, it's not always how we want it to be or the timeline. It's always going to be different. His ways, his thoughts are higher than ours. So we're ready for that.
Yeah.
Right? When we start documenting things, it was not just to say, because I believe God will heal me. Now that I posted it, Lord, you are under my command.
Yeah.
No, so you have to heal me. It's not. It's us documenting the journey of the already not yet.
Yeah.
Because up until now, I'll have another scheduled MRI 2 months from now, which means it's not yet over.
Yeah.
But we're in faith already. We're believing God.
Yeah.
And whether God answers or not, or it goes another way, God is faithful. You know?
Wow.
I love that. I love the already but not yet. And we're standing with them. From time to time, mag-update si Pastor Dennis sa mga senior pastors, sa elders ng Vect. And we say, we're standing with you. I love the already but not yet kasi nga, our role is to put our faith in God. And what He does with that, already but not yet, whether He heals today, right now, or it takes a little bit longer, or it gets to the afterlife, He's gonna do it anyways. I mean, that's what I love about that theology. God is gonna do it. So it's not that He did not do it or He did not answer the prayer. He did. He answered it differently. So there's no, and but it's a good question because some leaders, yun yung nag-hold back sa kanila to declare faith and to believe God, but it should not. So if you're a leader and you're listening to this, do not be afraid to make your faith declaration public because God will pull through not according to our timeline, not according to our formula, but according to His. But He will do it, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that doesn't change the way the people see God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there are certain things only you can do.
Yeah.
Doctors can do it. All right. They're the experts. They don't know what to do. What am I expert at? The word of God.
Yeah.
I'll speak the word. I'll do my part.
Yeah.
That's my contribution to my healing journey. I will speak the word. I will have an attitude of faith. I'm not going to entertain doubts and fear. Because I know stress, doubt, fear, stress, lower immune system. It just worsens everything.
Yeah.
Our body-soul connection is so tight. So what am I to do? Right? The way to do this is, what is it that only I can do?
Yeah.
As a Christian, as a child of God, I speak the word, I read the word, I pray, and everything else, diba? Believing God for speaking healing. Because He commanded us to do that also.
Yeah.
Wow, this is so rich. And I think we've gotten so much from this one.
Yeah.
If there's anything, Pastor Gilbert, Pastor Dennis, for two types of people, I guess. One is for leaders who are experiencing challenges right now, personal challenges, what's your encouragement? And for those who are actually going through something right now, what is a good encouragement for them?
Yung word sa akin ni Lord, sa back pain ko, I've got your back. Sabi.
Come on!
Lord. Di ba parang, serious yun, no? Just the grand plan of God.
Yeah.
Right? Wherever this road leads,
yep.
He's got my back.
Mm. Yeah.
I'll just stay faithful.
Yeah.
I'll be there every day seeking you, reading your word, praying every day, enjoying this relationship, making the most of my time, right? Making the most of what God has given us. Diba? Learning how to appreciate family.
Yeah.
Yan lahat yun. The smallest, you know, I couldn't sit down. Imagine, I couldn't do this. Right? Or I couldn't stand up. No, may days parang, I couldn't do that. Now, you look at life.
Yeah.
Yan yung mga learnings ko dyan eh. Take things slow. I know there's so many things to do. But when I was there, God, look how dependent I am on you.
Yeah.
Lord, may I stay in this state.
Wow.
Spiritual state of total dependence on you. I'm not gonna move. If you're not going to tell me to move, I'll move. Eh, yun yung sabi pala ni Lord, no? What my father tells me, I'll do. Di ba? Parang ganun din, no? Okay, what my father tells me, I'll do. Right? And so, you get to, parang you force yourself to hear more from God. Eh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kasi wala ka magawa. Eh. So now, that's what I'm trying to continue to develop. The longer time of being with the Lord, praying. Kasi you'll see that, no? Even in prayer, di ba? Yung the disciples were casting out. They couldn't cast it out. Oh. You know, demon casting, it takes hours, right? So the Lord says, get out. You can only do that by prayer and fasting when you're dependent on God.
Yeah.
Sometimes human solutions would take years. Supernatural solutions takes minutes. Yeah. ChatGPT takes seconds. Parang ganun eh. Parang, wow, Lord. Diba? If you move, mm-hmm. if I move, take longer. If you move,
yeah.
Well, sarap, Lord.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ako, again, learning from Pastor Dennis, hearing him, also in my own personal journey, yun lang, just be faithful. If you're going through a tough time, a testing of faith, just be faithful and do what God is telling you to do. And then rely on him. It's that's, and then of course the church community is here.
Yeah,
get people in your life. Don't go through this alone. There are people in your life that God has placed that would help you carry the burden, the weight that you're carrying. So,
wow,
still the basics. I mean, if you think about it, the basic foundation that you've learned when you started as a Christian are the same things that right. would make you go through the hardest things in life. Stick to those.
I remember one of our basic statements in the past, or I think we still use it. It's not going to be a storm-free life, but it's a storm-proof
life. Yeah.
So.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Gilbert, Pastor Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you so much for
your stories inspiring, your faith inspiring. Us. And but more importantly, thank you, Tammy. shout out.
Galing, grabe. And will we continue to pray for you, Pastor Dennis? How is the state pala right now? You're back to preaching again?
Yes, I'm back. Just pacing myself. I know when I'm tired. I know when to say no. Right? Trying to slow things down a bit in spite of all the things that are happening. And that's where you see the Lord, eh? The more we're slowing down, the more things are happening. You see, Lord? Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Dennis. Thank you, Pastor Gilbert. We have discussion questions in the description box for everyone. And thanks for listening. If you find this helpful, follow us on Spotify, YouTube, TikTok also. Follow Pastor Dennis on TikTok. Thank you. And that's it. We're done. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone.